Biblia, por favor, me acompaña a Job, capítulo 1.
Good morning. If you have your Bibles, please read with me Job chapter 1. And we will read from verses 1 through 22. Okay, so I'll read it. All right, so Job chapter 1, verses 1 through 22 say, in the land of Uz, there lived a man whose name was Job. This man was blameless and upright. He feared God and shunned evil. He has 7 sons and 3 daughters. And he owned 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, and 500 donkeys.
Wow, that's a lot of money.
And had a large number of servants. He was the greatest man among all the people of the East. His sons used to hold a feast in their homes on their birthdays, and they will invite their 3 sisters to eat and drink with them. When a period of feasting had run its course, Job will make arrangements for them to be purified. Early in the morning, he will sacrifice a burnt offering for each of them, thinking, perhaps my children have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. This was Job's regular custom. One day, the angels came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came with them. The Lord said to Satan, where have you come from? Satan answered the Lord, from roaming throughout the earth, going back and forth on it. The Lord said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job? There's no one on earth like him. He's blameless and upright, a man who fears God and shuns evil. Verses 9 says, does Job fear God for nothing? Satan said, have you not put a hedge around him and his household and everything he has? You have blessed the work of his hands so that his flocks and herds are spread throughout the land. But now stretch out your hand and strike everything he has, and he will surely curse you to your face. The Lord says to Satan, very well then, everything he has is in your hands, but on the man himself, do not lay a finger. Then Satan went out from the presence of the Lord, and one day, Job's sons and daughters were feasting and drinking wine at the oldest brother's house, and a messenger came to Job and said, the oxen were plowing and the donkeys were grazing nearby, and the Sabaeans attacked and made off with them. They put the servants to the sword, and I am the only one who escaped to tell you. While he was still speaking, another messenger came and said, the fire of God fell from heaven and burned up the sheep and the servants, and I am the only one who has escaped to tell you. While he was still speaking, yet another messenger came and said, the Chaldeans formed 3 raiding parties and swept down on your camels and made off with them. They put the servants to the sword, and I am the only one who has escaped to tell you. While he was still speaking, yet another messenger came and said, your sons and daughters were feasting and drinking wine at the oldest brother's house, when suddenly mighty winds swept in from the desert and struck the 4 corners of the house. It collapsed on them and they are dead. I am the only one who escaped to tell you. Verse 20 says, At this, Job got up and tore his robe and shaved his head, and then he fell to the ground and worshiped and said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, naked I will depart. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised." In all this, Bible says, Job did not sin by charging God with wrongdoing.
Hace algunos años hubo un importante evento.
A few years ago, there was an important event.
De música cristiana.
Of music, Christian music in Argentina.
Entonces, la más importante radio del país.
And the most important radio station of my country, Argentina.
Invitó a el cantante principal a una entrevista.
Invited the main singer of worship to an interview.
Y el entrevistador en un momento hizo esta pregunta.
And so the one who interviews the person suddenly asked this question.
¿Por qué la gente debería seguir a Dios?
Why should people follow God?
Piénselo por un momento.
Think about it for a minute.
Radio, esta radio sale a todo el país.
This radio is heard in the entire country.
Toda la audiencia del país.
The entire audience of the whole country.
Personas que quizás nunca en otra oportunidad oirían de Cristo.
People who even, not even in another opportunity, had the opportunity to hear about Christ.
Tenían ahora la oportunidad.
They now had the opportunity.
Pero la respuesta fue sorprendente.
But the answer was surprising.
Este hombre.
This man.
Que tenía la oportunidad de hablar de Cristo a todo el país.
Who had the opportunity to speak about Christ to the entire country.
Dijo esto.
Said this.
Porque Dios
Because
funciona.
God functions.
Yo me imagino en ese momento.
I imagine that at that moment.
A Satanás poniéndose de pie y diciendo, esa es mi idea.
I imagine Satan at that moment standing up and saying, that's my idea. Hey.
Yo dije eso hace miles de años
I
atrás.
Said that thousands of years ago.
Que alguien me dé un poco de crédito.
Somebody should give me some credit.
El libro que usted tiene delante,
and the book that you have right in front of you,
el libro de Job,
the book of Job,
es parte de los libros de sabiduría.
It's a portion of what they're calling the scriptures the book of wisdom.
Tenemos tres libros de sabiduría.
And we have three writings of the book of literature of wisdom.
Proverbios.
Proverbs.
Eclesiastes.
Ecclesiastes.
Y Job.
And Job.
Y cada uno de estos libros busca responder dos preguntas.
And each and every one of these books seek to answer one question.
Dos preguntas. En primer lugar.
Two questions. First.
¿En qué mundo vivimos?
What kind of world do we live in?
¿Cómo es el mundo en el que vivimos?
How is the world in which we live?
Y en segundo lugar,
and secondly,
¿qué es entonces vivir what, bien?
What is then, say that again.
¿Qué es entonces vivir bien?
What is then to live well?
Cada uno de estos libros busca responder estas dos preguntas.
Each and every one of these books seek to answer these questions.
Pero el libro de Job lo hace de una forma muy particular.
But the book of Job does it in a very particular way.
El libro de Job investiga qué es vivir bien.
And it's that Job investigates what is it to live well.
En momentos difíciles.
In moments that are difficult.
Cuando la vida parece no tener ningún sentido.
When life seems not to have any meaning. Things don't seem to make sense.
Cuando son tantos los sufrimientos que atravesamos.
When there are so many the sufferings that we go through.
Que solo tenemos preguntas.
That we just have answers. Excuse me, questions.
Por tanto, mi intención con ustedes hoy.
So, my intention before you today.
Es responder a dos preguntas del libro de Job.
Is to give an answer to two questions of the book of Job.
¿Por qué siguen los seres humanos a Dios?
Why humanity follows God.
¿Y por qué usted y yo
and
seguimos
why
a Dios?
You and I follow God.
Esta es la escena.
And this is the scene.
Los ángeles están reunidos con Dios.
The angels come before God.
Y llega Satanás.
And Satan comes along.
Y entonces Dios habla con Satanás.
And then God speaks with Satan.
Y Dios con mucho orgullo.
And very proudly, God.
Dios dice, ¿has considerado a mi siervo Job?
Says, have you considered my servant Job?
No hay nadie como él en el mundo.
There's no one like him in the entire world.
Él vive una vida santa.
He lives a life that is holy.
Pero la pregunta de Satanás es muy interesante.
But the question that Satan states is very important.
El versículo 9 dice,
verse 9 says,
¿acaso teme Job a Dios de balde?
Does Job fear God for nothing? Satan asks.
Escuche bien.
Listen well.
Satanás nunca cuestiona la santidad de Job.
Satan never questions Job's sanctity of life.
Satanás nunca dice, Job debe tener algo escondido.
He never says that Job must have something hidden.
Algo que no te enteraste.
Something that you might not know, God, that he's hiding from you.
No.
He never says that.
La desconfianza de Satanás no es sobre la vida de Job.
The reason why Satan doesn't trust Job is not because of his lifestyle.
Él no duda de su integridad.
He does not doubt of his integrity.
Él duda de su motivación.
He doubts of his motivations.
¿Por qué Job vive como vive?
Then why is it that Job lives the way he lives?
Porque le has dado todo.
Because you have given everything.
Él tiene familia.
He has a family.
Él tiene una buena empresa.
He has a good business company.
Él tiene mucho dinero para usar.
He has a lot of money to use.
Él vive muy cómodo.
He lives very comfortably.
Pero quítale lo que tiene.
But take away what he has.
Y verás.
And you'll see.
La sospecha de Satanás.
The way Satan is suspicious.
Es que nosotros solo seguimos a Dios por lo que Él da.
It's that he thinks that he suspects that we only follow God because of what he gives us.
Si Él no nos diera nada.
If God wouldn't give us anything.
Dice Satanás.
Satan says.
Ninguno de nosotros estaría aquí.
None of us will be here this morning. Says Satan.
Tiene que entender que Satanás no solo está dudando de Job.
And so you have to understand that Satan is not only doubting about Job.
Está dudando de todos nosotros.
He's doubting about all of us.
La pregunta es.
And here's the question.
¿Por qué seguimos a Dios?
Why do we follow God?
Entonces Dios.
And so God.
Permite a Satanás.
Allows Satan.
Que quite sus bienes materiales y su familia.
To take away from Job his wealth.
Ya no hay familia para Job.
There's no family for Job no,
no hay,
more.
No hay empresa para Job.
There's no business for Job no more.
No hay dinero para gastar.
There's no money to spend no more.
Y estas son sus palabras.
And these are his words.
Desnudo salí del vientre de mi madre.
I came out of my mother's womb naked.
Y desnudo voy a volver.
And naked shall I return, he said.
Jehová dio.
The Lord gave.
Y Jehová quitó.
The Lord takes away.
Bendito sea el nombre de Jehová.
Blessed be the name of Jehovah God.
Wow. Usted puede imaginarse la cara de Satanás
you
en ese momento.
You can imagine Satan's face at that moment.
Y usted cree que ya está derrotado.
And you think that he's already, he won.
Pero no.
But now.
Él vuelve a Dios.
God is a good God.
Satanás vuelve a Dios.
And so Satan comes to God again.
Y le dice esto.
And he tells him the following.
Okay, él no tiene bienes materiales.
Hey, he doesn't have wealth no more.
Él no tiene familia.
He has no family no more.
Él no tiene dinero para gastar.
He has no money to spend no
Pero
more.
Pero tiene salud.
Oh, he has health. He's healthy.
¿Cuántos de nosotros valoramos la salud?
How many of us gives value to our own health?
En Lucas capítulo 8,
in Luke chapter 8,
usted puede leer la historia de una mujer.
You may read the story of a woman
que gastó toda su fortuna para recuperar su salud.
Who spent her entire fortune just to gain her health back.
La salud es muy importante para nosotros.
It's the health, our health is very important for us.
Entonces Satanás le dice a Dios.
And so Satan says to God,
toca su salud.
Where is his health? Touch his health.
Que vaya al médico. Y le diagnostiquen una enfermedad terminal.
Tell him to go, tell Job to go to a doctor and tell the doctor to give a diagnosis of a sickness that he's about to die of.
Sin cura.
Without cure.
Dice Satanás, ahí verás.
And Satan says, I got you.
Cuando hagas eso, Job te negará en ese mismo instante.
When you do that, Satan says, Job will deny you right there in there.
En este punto aparecen los amigos de Job.
At this point, Job's friends come along.
No hay familia.
There's no family.
No hay negocio.
There's no business.
No hay salud.
There's no health.
Y los amigos de Job a su alrededor intentan ayudarlo.
And Job's friends come along and surround him just trying to help him.
Pero usted sabe que alguna gente cuando intenta ayudar, no ayuda.
But you know there's some people that when they try, their intention is to help you, they end up not helping you at all.
Ellos están convencidos de algo.
And so they are persuaded of something.
Dios bendice a sus hijos.
God blesses his children, yes.
¿Usted está de acuerdo con esto?
Are you in agreement with this?
Así que ellos están ante Job.
And so they are before Job.
Y les dice, y le dicen a Job, ¿qué hiciste, Job?
And they come to Job and tell Job, hey, what did you do now?
No puede venir todo esto a tu vida si no hiciste nada.
There's no way this could come into your life because you didn't do anything. Something you must have done.
Algo hiciste.
Something you did wrong.
Estas son las palabras de Eliphaz.
And these are the words of Eliphaz, his friend.
Recapacita en esto, le dice.
Hey, make up your mind, Job, he says.
¿Qué inocente se ha perdido?
Who is innocent has been lost before God.
¿En dónde los rectos han sido destruidos?
Where are those who are walk a straight path have been destroyed?
Dice Eliphaz.
Eliphaz says.
Como yo lo he visto.
The way I have seen it.
Los que aran iniquidad siembran injusticia.
Those who do evil will reap evilness.
Usted puede encontrar este mismo pensamiento.
And you may find this same ideology, this way thinking, the same way.
En Proverbios.
In the book of Proverbs.
Ellos no están inventando algo nuevo.
They are not inventing, they're not coming up with something new.
Ellos están hablando del libro de Proverbios.
They are talking about the book of Proverbs.
Usted puede ir al libro de Proverbios.
And you may go to the book of Proverbs.
Y puede encontrar una causa-efecto.
And you may find what is called a cause and effect.
El libro de Proverbios dice, el que hace el bien, le va bien.
And it's that the book of Proverbs says that he who does good will come to him.
Y el que hace el mal, le va mal.
And he who does evil will end up having evil upon him.
Pero el libro de Job está aquí.
But the book of Job is here.
Para decirnos.
To tell us.
Para decirnos que no siempre es así.
To tell us that not always is like that.
Para decirnos que los justos también sufren.
To tell us that those who are righteous.
También sufren.
Suffer as well.
Para decirnos que las personas que viven en santidad,
to tell us that those who live in holiness
también pasan pruebas.
Also go through tests.
¿Está aquí?
Is it here?
Los amigos de Job no están mal.
Job's friends are not wrong.
Pero no tienen todo el consejo de Dios.
But they don't have the entire counsel of God.
Hemos leído solo una parte de Job.
And so we have just read only a portion of Job.
Y las primeras respuestas de Job a su crisis.
And the first answers that Job gave concerning his crisis.
Si usted sigue leyendo todo el libro.
And so if you continue reading the entire book.
En un momento Job cuestionará a Dios.
There is a moment that Job will come and he will question God.
Pero luego se arrepentirá.
But then he will eventually repent from that.
Pero lo importante para nosotros es esto.
But what's important for you and I is this.
A pesar de los momentos de debilidad que Job muestra.
Even though that Job shows those moments of weakness.
Job nunca niega a Dios.
Job never denies God.
Sí, hace preguntas irrespetuosas
yes,
en un momento.
He does questions God in a disrespectful way at
times. Pero rápidamente se arrepiente.
But suddenly and quickly he repents from that.
Y ahora sí podemos imaginarnos de nuevo a Satanás.
And so we can now see again Satan.
Diciendo, no lo entiendo.
Saying before, I don't understand this guy.
No tiene empresa.
He has no business.
No tiene familia.
He has no family.
No tiene salud.
He has no health.
No tiene amigos.
He has no friends.
¿Por qué no niega a Dios y se muere?
Why is it that he won't deny God and then die, drop out dead?
¿Por qué no lo hace?
Why doesn't he do it, Satan asked.
¿Por qué Job no lo hace?
Why Job does not do so?
Job actúa de esta manera.
Is that Job acts this way.
Porque Job entiende algo que yo quiero enseñarle hoy.
Because Job understood something that I want us to learn today.
El mayor regalo de Dios.
The greatest gift of God.
El mayor regalo de Dios.
The greatest gift from God.
Es Dios.
Is God himself.
Amen. El mayor regalo de Dios.
The greatest gift from God.
Es Dios.
Is God.
Dios ha querido que Job pase por un momento difícil.
And it's the God wanted for Job to go through difficult times.
Pero entre todo lo que le ha quitado,
but among everything he has taken away from him,
Dios nunca quitó su gracia.
God never removed from Job God's grace.
Jamás.
Never. Ever.
Y a través de este momento difícil,
and so through this difficult time,
Job recibió una gracia especial de
Job
Dios.
Received a special grace.
Escuche el versículo 5 del capítulo 42.
Listen to verse 5 of chapter 22 of Job.
Las palabras 42 de Job.
Of Job. Job's words.
De oídas había oído hablar de ti.
I have heard about you.
Pero escuche bien.
But hear this.
Presta atención.
Pay attention.
Pero ahora mis ojos te ven.
But now my eyes have seen you.
¿Puede alabar a Dios por eso?
Can you worship God for that?
Aún en medio de momentos difíciles,
even in the midst of difficult moments,
Dios tenía un propósito con Job.
God had a plan with Job.
Una relación más profunda con
a
él.
Deeper relationship with Job.
Quería llevar a Job por un camino.
He wanted to take Job through a path
donde él pudiera decir estas palabras.
Where Job would be able to say these words.
Las palabras de Job son así.
And Job's words are as follows.
Dios había leído libros de teología.
It's a God has read the book of theology.
Job le dice a Dios. And Dios Job, había leído libros de teología.
Oh, Job tells God that Job had read the book of theology.
Había escuchado predicaciones.
He has heard people preaching.
Había venido quizás a la iglesia.
He probably came to church.
Pero ahora Job dice, mis ojos te ven.
But now Job says, now my eyes see you personally.
Por esta experiencia and, que he pasado.
And it's because this experience that I have gone through.
Quiero concluir con esto.
I want to finish with this.
Nosotros debemos entender que toda la Biblia,
and it's that we should understand that the entire Bible
apunta hacia Cristo,
points us to Christ.
¿Y cómo nos presenta el libro de Job a Cristo?
And how does Bible presents Christ in the book of Job?
Job es imperfectamente.
Job is imperfectly
lo que Cristo será perfectamente.
What Christ is perfectly.
Job vivió una vida con pecado.
Job lived a life that was sinful.
Y fue probado.
And he was tested.
Pero Cristo vivió una vida sin pecado.
But Christ lived a life that was without sin.
¿Y qué cree que pasó?
And what do you think happened?
Fue probado.
He was also tested.
Pero escuche esto.
But hear this.
Hebreos capítulo 12.
Hebrews chapter 12.
Verso 2.
Verse 2.
El Señor Jesús, por el gozo que tenía puesto delante de él,
the Lord Jesus having the joy set that was before him,
sufrió la cruz.
He suffered the cross.
Por el gozo que tenía delante de él,
with the joy that was placed before him,
sufrió la cruz.
He suffered the cross.
¿Qué es lo que hizo que Job no dejara a Dios?
What is it that made that Job did not abandon God, did not leave God?
Lo mismo que hizo que Cristo se aferrara a Dios.
The same thing that make Christ to get embrace God.
El gozo que tienen por delante.
And it's that because that joy that we have before us
es Dios.
Is God.
El pensamiento de estos hombres,
the thinking of this man,
es que las cosas del mundo pueden ir y venir.
Is that the things in the world may go and come.
A veces estamos mejor y a veces no estamos tan bien.
Sometimes we're better, but sometimes we're not better.
Pero en palabras del apóstol Pablo,
but in the words of Paul the apostle,
nadie nos puede separar del amor de Cristo.
No one may separate us from the love of God.
Dice el apóstol Pablo en Romanos 8.
And Paul says in Romans chapter 8.
Romanos 8, versículo 35.
Romans 8, verse 35.
Romanos 8, versículo 35, dice así.
And it says as follows. I think it's there.
¿Quién nos separará del amor de Cristo?
Who has separated us? Who will separate us from the love of Christ?
Tribulación.
Tribulation.
Angustia.
Anguish.
Persecución.
Persecution.
Hambre.
Hunger.
Desnudez.
Nakedness.
Peligro,
danger,
espada,
spear or sword.
Versículo 37.
And verse 37, chapter 8 says.
Antes, en todas estas cosas,
even before all things,
somos más que vencedores.
We are more than winners.
Por medio de aquel que nos amó.
Through him who loves us.
Por lo cual estoy seguro de que mi muerte, de que ni la muerte,
and for this reason I'm sure that not even death,
ni la vida,
no life,
ni los ángeles,
not the angels,
ni principados,
not power,
ni potestades,
not principality,
ni lo presente,
not the present,
ni lo futuro,
not neither the future,
ni lo alto,
not the highest,
no lo profundo,
not the deepest,
ninguna cosa creada,
and nothing that has been created,
puede separarme del amor de Dios.
Can separate us from the love of God.
Cada uno de nosotros tendríamos que revisar estas palabras de Job, de Romanos cada día.
Each and every one of us should have to review these words every
Porque
day.
El apóstol Pablo repasa todo lo que usted puede pensar.
Because Paul gives a review of everything you may think of.
Todo lo creado.
Everything that has
lo
been
que está
created.
Por encima.
What is it that is in the highest?
Lo que está por debajo.
What is on the lowest?
Nada puede separarnos Nothing. Del amor. De Cristo.
Nothing can separate us from the love of Christ.
Esto está en la mente de Job.
And this is in the mind of Job.
Y yo quiero que esté en la suya y en la mía.
And I want this to be in your mind and in my mind.
El mejor regalo de Dios.
That the greatest gift from God.
Es Dios.
Is God.
Le invito a que se ponga de pie y vamos a orar.
And I want to invite you to stand as we pray.
Padre, te damos gracias.
Father, we give you thanks.
Por tu misericordia.
For your mercy.
Por tu gracia.
For your grace.
Señor, te damos gracias.
Lord, we give you thanks.
Porque cada día estás con nosotros.
Because every day you are with us.
Padre, entendemos que hay situaciones difíciles.
And Father, we understand there are difficult situations.
Entendemos que hay momentos duros que debemos atravesar.
We understand that there are difficult times that we must go through.
Pero entendemos que estamos en tus manos.
But we understand we are in your hands.
Señor, no tenemos que darte el control de nada.
And Lord, we don't have to give you control of anything.
El control es tuyo.
Because you already have control.
Señor, cada situación de nuestra vida
está en tu control. And Lord, every situation in our lives is in your control.
Por eso te agradecemos y te glorificamos.
For that we thank you and we praise you.
Padre, quiero pedirte por aquellos hermanos y hermanas.
And Father, I want to ask you this morning for our brothers and sisters.
Que quizás están en una situación difícil.
That perhaps they're going through a difficult situation.
De familia.
Families.
De sus empresas.
Their business.
Negocios.
Business.
De su salud.
Their health.
De sus amistades.
Their friendships.
Quiero, Señor, que ellos puedan entender hoy.
And I want you, Lord, that they may understand today.
El regalo tan grande
the
que nos
greatest, dice. That's such a great gift.
Vos mismo.
That is you yourself.
Ninguna cosa que podamos tener.
That there's nothing that we may have.
Puede compararse con tenerte.
That may be compared to you.
Sos el más grande regalo que tenemos.
Because you are the greatest gift we have.
Y ha sido por gracia.
And it has been by grace.
Te damos gracias, Padre, en este día.
We give you thanks, Father, in this day.
Glorificamos tu nombre.
We glorify your name.
Y queremos poner todo lo que somos.
I want to place before you everything we are.
Señor, en tu examen.
things, that you may examine us.
Que puedas ver nuestro corazón.
That you may see our hearts.
Y que podamos responder a la pregunta
de
Satanás.
And that we may respond to that question.
Cuando Satanás cuestiona que te seguimos por las cosas que das.
That when Satan questions that we follow you because of what you give us.
Nosotros hoy podamos responder, yo sigo a Dios porque lo amo.
That we may respond that I follow God because we love him.
Él es el mayor regalo que tengo.
And because he's the greatest gift I have.
Y con él tengo todas las cosas.
And with him I have all things.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen, amen. Come on, we're going to worship with one more song. Thank you for the word. Amen. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord.